Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing God's in the Middle of It All, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Hope in the Eye of the Storm, from Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 19.
When you look at the world and all its sorrow, so much heartache of every shape and can't tell you why God lets it happen, but I know if you look long enough, you'll find God's in the middle of it. Even as the shades of darkness fall, God's in the middle of it. Threads of mercy woven through it all. I can't explain it, but I know that somehow there's still hope. God's in the middle of it. God is with the broken and the wounded. They're leaning on everlasting arms. I can't give you reasons for the suffering, but I know that where the lost and hurting are, God's in the middle. The shades of darkness fall. God's in the middle of it. Threads of mercy woven through it all. I can't explain it, but I know that somehow there's still hope. God's in the middle. It does because
Has not moved. There's hope, but you must today look to God today as the source of all hope that comes by faith. And when you receive by faith the hope that you've got in God, it will spring forth in the love of God that's in your soul. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, you want evidence. Well, I'll tell you, folks, here it is, found today in the pages of this book from cover to cover, Genesis to Revelation, is the evidence. The evidence of hope is the Word of God. Amen. The problem with us is we're looking for the evidence in all the wrong places. We're not looking to God's Word. How does God's Word stay in our home every week? Same position that is on that pulpit. Shut up. See, you can't get anything out of something that's shut. You got to open it. Here in a few weeks early, cold weather turns and all those good vegetables and stuff that you maybe can during the harvest that you've got. And you put those green beans and those tomatoes and those butter beans. I call them butter beans. Some people call them limas. I call them butter beans. That's what they, you know. I'm a southern bred boy. Amen. It's butter beans. Amen. Praise God. And nothing wrong with butter beans. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Wouldn't you like to have a big bowl of them right now? Wouldn't you like to have a big slab of cornbread with butter oozing out of the sides? Amen. Amen. And Brian Moore, he'd even like to have a big glass of buttermilk, but buttermilk's out. Amen. You take that stuff and put it and you cook it and you put it in cans and you preserve it. And then you remove those months that are coming up when you want a big pot of good soup and you put all those tomatoes and green beans and butter beans in those jars and you pop that lid on that ball jar lid, ball, whatever that thing's called, ball jar, is that what they call? Yeah, I never can, but my mama did. But, you know, and that thing goes, pshh, gives a little, pshh. That means there's something good in there. It's preserved. And you receive it. And man, it tastes good. Amen. Tastes a whole lot better than Campbell's soup. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
See, there's the evidence. That's the evidence. We've got evidence of hope today. It's found today. You read through the pages of God's Word. It's found today in the parting of the Red Sea and also the parting of the Jordan River. It's found in the fact that God brought water from a rock. It's found today in that God, for 40 years, brought down manna from heaven. It's found in the fact that David killed Goliath. Amen. It's found in the fact that Jesus healed people. Amen. It's found in the fact today that you go to Jerusalem and you go and you look, the tomb is empty. That's the evidence of hope. Hallelujah. Church, I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Mark it down. Satan does not want you to discover that evidence today. We have evidence today. We have evidence today that, listen, we can run every race and we can cross the finish line. We have evidence today that today will defeat every enemy that comes against us. Amen. We've got evidence today that whatever the challenge we face, we can endure today the challenge and come out in the power and the presence of God as winners. Amen. Even when your life is a trail of tears today and seemingly an endless storm and we face those places, you can still have hope in the God whom we serve. There's hope for every shattered dream. And today there's hope for your weary life. And today there's hope for your sinful soul. Today it is God who is our shepherd. It is God who brings us beside the still waters. It is God today who restores our soul. It is God that brings us through the valley of the shadows that we face in life. It is God who anoints our head with oil. It is God who comforts us in the midst of difficulty. It is God that says your cup will run over again. Amen. And it's God that surrounds you with what David concluded, that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And you'll dwell in His house forevermore. It's God who's also coming again. And folks, I don't know about you, but that is the blessed hope. And that is today the anchor that we have. This is not all there is. As the songwriter wrote, the best is yet to come. And if you're here today, maybe you're lost. You have no hope. I'm here to tell you, you can. You can give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. You can be saved today and you can know Him in free pardon of sin. Do you know Him today? Death comes to all people at different places and different times. It is appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. Death is something that you're not going to escape. Our life is as a vapor that appears, it vanishes. Right now, as I snap my finger, yeah, people are being born, but people are dying too. Suppose you had to meet God today. Oh, preacher, I got plenty of time. No, you don't. The only guaranteed moment that you've got is a guaranteed moment that you're living in right now. Do you know that you know this one that gives hope? Have you received Him into your heart and your life today? I didn't ask you if you was a church member or anything else affiliated with you. I'm asking you, are you saved? And if not, God's offering you His salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, even today, if you're living in times of depression and defeat, you can move today to a place of deliverance. You can move today from hopelessness to hope, thou in God. You can move today from being lost to being saved. And you can now have a hope that becomes the anchor, the bedrock, the controller of your soul. In the eye of the storm, there's hope. And Jesus is that hope today. Do you know Him? Are you living for Him? Are you trusting Him? Are you believing on Him and in Him today? God wants to do something amazing in your life today. Yeah, preacher, I'll wait till next Sunday. I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll just wait. You can't wait. Now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day. These altars are open for each one of us today. That you can come and you can find hope. Would you bow your heads for a moment? Carlton, I've never asked Jesus into my heart and my life. I don't know if I'm going to heaven or not. I'm not really sure about my eternity. I'm not really sure about what's going to happen beyond this life. Would you pray for me? I won't embarrass you. I'll just remember you in my own personal prayer life. I ask you to do one simple thing. I ask you to slip your hand up and slip it back down. Anyone today? Carlton, I don't know that I know Jesus as my Savior. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. How many of you are facing storms right now? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. You know where you are and you know what you're in. But I want you to know today there's a God who will meet you at this altar. And today He'll give you calm and hope and peace in the midst of your storm. Father, as we stand to our feet, may the Spirit of God move upon our hearts and our lives. May you today have freedom, O Lord, to touch us, and may we respond to the calling.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.